You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm Nelly Sujri, the number one dating coach and matchmaker for high-value singles. I use data-driven solutions to help modern, successful singles find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy. So if you're ready to meet your person and get out of the dating game for good, you're in the right place. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Do you feel like you've hit a dead end in your love life? Maybe you've never attracted a healthy relationship before, or you've got very little relationship experience in general, or you continue to fall into a pattern of attracting emotionally unavailable people. Well, despite whatever it is you're going through, I want you to know that you have the power within to change your outcome. You absolutely can attract the life partner you want, but it starts with the stories you tell yourself. It starts with the thoughts that creep into your mind in your darkest hours. Are you going to let those thoughts dictate your future, or are you going to actually take control of them and decide, you know what, enough is enough? I deserve better. I am worthy of great love. And just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's never going to happen at all. The choice is yours. And I want to dive into this discussion today on our episode of the podcast because it really is so important that we decide to step into abundance and we also embrace change and take risks if we want something different. I always say, if we continue to do what we've always done, we're going to continue to get what we've always gotten. Everything in life is energy. And whatever you tell yourself, whether it's, I'm never going to find love, it's never happened for me, I'm never going to walk down the aisle, I'm going to die alone, whatever we tell ourselves is actually what's going to manifest. So if we choose to tell ourselves a different story, guess what? We will probably attract a different outcome. You owe it to yourself to take charge of your thoughts and create a reality that you truly love so that you can ultimately attract a life partner that you also love. But it starts with you and it ends with you. So make sure if you are interested in this topic that you really listen closely to everything we're going to discuss on today's episode, because I think, you know, if you truly take all of this stuff into your soul and you absorb it, you're going to be able to have a lot better outcomes. And you're also just going to feel lighter and happier and more optimistic. So stay with me if this is something that you are looking for help with today. Today, I want to dive into a discussion around energy and how important it is to be in the right energy so that you can ultimately attract someone who also has the right energy, whose energy is in alignment with yours. Because the reality is, and I always say this, and it's not a quote that I invented, but it's a quote that I live by, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if you have negative energy, you're going to attract other people who have negative energy. If you're insecure, you're going to attract someone who is either preying on your insecurities or is insecure themselves. Whereas if you are living in a state of abundance where you recognize that everything that you want, you already have. And if you don't have it right now, then you'll have it at some point, because if you can dream it, as cliche as it sounds, and you can believe it, then eventually it will be yours. So if you're living in that positive state and you have a good mentality when it comes to your dating life and what is possible for you, you are going to be more likely to attract someone who's also mirroring those vibrations back. Because like I said, you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So I want to talk a little bit more about that today. And I will kind of preface this episode by saying that I am not a super woo-woo person. I'm very much a realist. I live in a state of reality, and I do discuss a lot of those realistic components that play into our dating life when it comes to my matchmaking, my coaching. So if you do become, and this is my hope, that you'll become a listener for a long time of this episode, you'll probably come to realize that as well. But a lot of how we create our reality starts with our thoughts. It starts with what we believe is possible for us. It starts with what we believe we are capable of achieving in this life, whether that is a certain amount of success or in this aspect that I think is very important to a lot of people right now, what is possible for us in our dating lives, right? If we believe that we are going to get married one day and our life partner is out there and it's just a matter of time, then guess what? you're more likely to attract that because you're putting yourself on that path and you are choosing to step into optimism, right? A half glass full perspective. Whereas if you believe that you're never going to find love again, you're never going to have another great love story, you're never going to walk down the aisle, you're never going to get married, you're never going to meet your person, you're never going to start a family, you're never going to meet a life partner who's going to, you know, take you on incredible trips or explore new adventures with you or whatever fill in the blank goal you have when it comes to love. If you believe that's not possible for you, guess what? You are right. So it's so important that you have the right energy when you are dating. And the truth is, we are living in tough times right now. I hear it all the time from my matchmaking and dating clients where you can meet great people, but they're not great for you. And it's really easy to become discouraged when it comes to your dating life. If you haven't had a lot of success in that department, you haven't seen those dreams realized yet, you haven't had, you know, your life partner manifested yet. And so it's easy to, you know, kind of go into that camp of like, if I haven't had it yet, then that means I'm never going to have it. Because a lot of people, and I used to be this way too, would look at the past and that would be proof for what was possible in the future. But here's the thing that you have to understand. It's not a matter of us needing to see it to believe it. It's actually a matter of us needing to believe it first and then we will see it. And so it's a bit different than I think the standard school of thought, which is very fact-based. And part of how we create the reality that we want when it comes to finding a life partner and having a great love story and meeting the person of our dreams is, first of all, believing it's possible. Secondly, brainwashing ourselves into that belief so that any time we experience moments of doubt, we immediately stop those thoughts in their tracks and learn how to replace and reframe them with positive ones that feed our narrative. And that plays into the third kind of key and critical component of this whole recipe, which is also telling yourself a different story, right? If you've been always telling yourself a story that was passed down to you that, hey, actually all men suck or all women are gold diggers or, you know, fill in the blank, whatever story it is that you have been telling yourself. Or again, maybe it's not even something you've been telling yourself. Maybe it's just everyone around you believes that, right? I have friends who very much fall into the camp of like, men have nothing to offer. Or I have, you know, male clients who have this perspective of like all women are users, right? If that's what you have in your environment and that spills into your psyche, and that becomes your way of thinking, well, that's another problem, right? So being really cognizant of like, what are the thoughts around us? Do they serve our higher self? Meaning, do they serve the version of us that we're trying to be, which is the version, you know, and this will look different for everyone listening, but the version that is happy, is in love, does have that, you know, amazing love story. If the people around you are not able to, you know, really support that narrative, then you have to take accountability and start creating that narrative within yourself. And the good news is you already have all the tools within you to do this. There is nothing that you know, you want that you don't have the possibility of achieving. And that's really the secret to manifestation, is truly believing that like you're worthy of it. So we're gonna dive into all of this because it's a little bit like hippy dippy. And you know, I will admit I live in California, so maybe I'm just exposed to it more here, but you know, it's truly the way I live my life. And I have seen it with my clients before who have gone on to find love and get married and be in amazing relationships, that once they started telling themselves a different story, once they started truly feeling worthy of the love that they wanted and feeling deserving and doing the inner work, that is when it manifested a lot quicker. So I say this with an asterisk of like, you have everything in you, but it's up to you to do the work, right? I can tell you all of the things. I can impart this wisdom on you. But at the end of the day, you're the one who has to change your life. You're the one who has to go out there and get it. And something I'll kind of, you know, start with here as we dive in is, what kind of life do you want to live, right? What do you think is really possible for you? If you don't feel it's possible for you, then guess what? You're right. You're never going to get it. If you start to tell yourself that actually, you know what? The narrative I've been telling myself hasn't been serving me. It hasn't gotten me where I want to be. I've been single every holiday. I don't have the kind of person I want next to me. I don't have a ring on my finger, or I don't have, you know, a partner to go through life with, and I'm never going to find that. Well, that's the first place you should start, is starting to tell yourself a new story. And one of the ways we tell ourselves a new story is by rewiring our subconscious. So some of the things I have a lot of my clients do is, and this sounds a little bit like, you know, and I always think it kind of sounds like an Instagram post of like daily positive affirmations, but truly positive affirmations, right? I am statements that put you into the end state. For example, instead of saying, I want a life partner, I want a great love story, I want to be married, replacing that with, I attract love everywhere I go. And I am worthy of a great love story. And a great love story is already coming my way. And for example, if you're a woman, right, and you want a high value man, it's like, instead of saying, I want a high value man, it's, I'm a magnet for high value men. If you're a guy and you want an amazing woman who's a feminine asset to you, it's like, not, I want a girlfriend or I want a wife. It's, I am already doing all the things to attract that person. And it's just a matter of time. I am going to have the woman of my dreams next to me. Starting to really change how we speak to ourselves. That inner dialogue is so powerful and yet so underrated. Another way that I like to, you know, work with clients on this is meditation. Again, it sounds like something that, you know, is a little woo-woo and, oh, just meditate. And I used to, frankly, you know, kind of fall into that camp of like, okay, you know, meditation isn't really going to do anything for me. What's going to do something for me is actually work. But here's the thing. Meditation, either right before we go to bed or first thing when we wake up in the morning, or ideally both, is how you actually start to carve out that time for yourself to really visualize what's possible. And the more time you spend visualizing what's possible and being in touch with your soul and your inner self and that voice within that a lot of us neglect and choose to listen to the negative one, that is when we start to really lay the foundation for the rest of the house that we are building. I always say, you know, if we don't have a strong foundation, we're gonna have a weak house on top. And so we need to start from the inside out. And again, it truly begins with the stories we tell ourselves and what we think is achievable. And so I implore you, if you're listening to this, to kind of like take a moment every day, maybe even multiple moments if you can afford to. I know a lot of you guys are busy, but it goes a long way. And think about, what do I really want? What kind of partner do I want? What kind of life do I want? And do I feel worthy of it? Or have I continued to tell myself that it's never going to happen because it's never happened before? Guess what? There are plenty of people who they started later in life. There are plenty of people who defy those odds. And while part of me says, you know, it's not always great to pay attention to the exception when we can very easily pay attention to the rule, which tends to be, you know, less of a gamble, I also think entertaining possibilities is how you can create a more strategic approach to dating. And I know this maybe isn't making a ton of sense for you guys right now, especially if you're very kind of beginner at it. But step one really is changing our inner dialogue, reframing what we believe we can achieve, reframing how we perceive ourselves in the context of love. See, a lot of people, and I will kind of throw myself in the mix here, you know, they have a lot of confidence on the outside, but not a lot of self-worth on the inside, meaning they don't feel deserving of the love that they want to attract. And so if someone great comes along, they will kind of subconsciously push that person away. I always say everything is a manifestation, whether you believe it or not. You know, even if you think you're doing all the right things, you could be ultra needy and that could be pushing someone away. And this kind of plays into the idea of like attachment styles, understanding your attachment style, why you seek out certain partners, and kind of figuring out that pattern can help you break it. So, for example, if you have a low sense of self-worth and you don't feel deserving of love, asking yourself why and where that stems from. For example, maybe it stems from the fact that perhaps you grew up in a family where you didn't receive a lot of love. So it's just not familiar to you. And what's familiar to you is people who are emotionally unavailable. And so when someone emotionally unavailable comes along, you actually attract them in more because it feels safer, right? And so you're manifesting that type of partnership as opposed to healing yourself from your childhood wounds. Another example is if you have an anxious attachment style, maybe you had parents who, you know, were constantly like working and never really around. And maybe you're seeking out someone who kind of provides you with the love that you didn't get. And so you quickly attach onto partners and you are, you know, extremely needy in relationships and you actually attract people who push you away. You know, there are a lot of different ways to kind of slice and dice this, and it's going to differ from person to person because we all have different backstories. But really the point I'm trying to get through to you guys is like, you have to know why you are the way you are in order to also better understand why you've continued to attract the outcomes you've attracted, whether that's being in toxic relationships, being in relationships with emotionally unavailable people, or not really having any relationship experience. You know, I've got a client who's 36, never been in a relationship in her life. And it's not that there's anything wrong with her. And I think that's very kind of easy to assume when you're in those positions of like, obviously, guys, something's wrong with me. No, not necessarily. Maybe it's just that you have certain barriers and walls built up within, and you got to knock those barriers down in order to let love in, right? But part of that, again, starts with believing that we are deserving, understanding why we are the way we are, why we act in a certain way, and then we can create the foundation and the strategy for finding that life partner. The second thing is something I want to dive into a little bit more after the break here, but the second thing is when it comes to manifestation, we really need to visualize ourselves in the end state. What does it feel like to have that loving partner? What does it feel like to walk down the aisle? What does it feel like to plan a trip with our boyfriend or our girlfriend? What does it feel like to plan a family, right? And actually stepping into that feeling every single day. That is how we become a lot more in alignment with what we want. So we're going to discuss a lot more of that after the break. Stay with me.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back, guys. So thanks for staying with me over the break. What I was just diving into before, though, was the idea that we have to step into that vibration, into that feeling that we are trying to attract in order to manifest it, right? So if you haven't really gotten comfortable with the idea that actually there is a version of you in the future that is planning a wedding, there is a version of you in the future that is planning a honeymoon or planning a family or, you know, going through life with someone, and that feels very foreign to you, then it's important to practice this every day. And how we practice this is, like I said, through meditation, but also visualization, really envisioning the kind of life you want. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Where do you live? Who are you with? What kind of person are you with, right? Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball. Neither do you. So, and by the way, I have encountered people who have spent thousands of dollars on psychics. I don't want to get into it. I can't say that I am not a believer in psychics, but I will say that a lot of the answers you are seeking, you already have within. You just need to really tune in and dial up the volume on that inner voice. But really sit with yourself and ask yourself, what am I looking for in a partner? What are the deal breakers? What are the non-negotiables? And even like, what kind of life do you have? Where do you live, right? Like I have one client and she was telling me that she lives in a small town in Texas and she doesn't want to live in Texas. She wants to move to Denver. I was like, okay, well, if you want to move to Denver, you need to start visualizing yourself in Denver. I would even say like plan that trip and start looking on Zillow and looking on, you know, on the websites of like different places you could live, get familiar with the neighborhoods. Imagine yourself being there in that house or in that condo with that partner, right? And this is, again, going to be different for each of you because you each want different things. But it's something that a lot of people never really do. They're constantly just living in this tunnel of nowness. Like, okay, I just need to make it till tomorrow or I just need to make it to Friday. But listen, I'm not saying you need to constantly live in the future. Like there is definitely a lot of value in living in the now. But think about what you want your life to be. Really step into that state. And this might take some time, but something you can do to kind of make it easier for yourself is, and you know, obviously you hear a lot of people talk about vision boarding. Vision boarding's great. Also lists, like making lists of like, okay, these are the cities I'd want to live in. This is what I need. And then it's easier to work backwards. For example, I have one client and she was like, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of flying by the seam of my pants here and dating. I was like, okay, let's just back up. Let's actually outline what you want your life to be. First, where do you want to live? Second, the dream man that you have, how much money does he make? what industry do you think he would be in, or what are his hobbies, right? And then working backwards, because it's easier to then create a strategy of like, oh, actually, I need to move cities. Or actually, if the guy I want to be with is at the gym and I'm never at the gym, then maybe I need to go to the gym. Or maybe it's like, all right, the guy I'm looking to date makes at least $250,000 a year. So I need to stop entertaining men who earn anything less than that. Or the guy I want to marry is intelligent and educated and can kind of intellectually spar with me. So I need to be screening people for graduate degrees. It sounds very clinical and it sounds like kind of unsexy. But one time in my past life, I used to work in corporate America. I went to this conference and I remember this quote that one of the speakers gave. He said, "The unsexy work makes the sexy work work." And it always stuck with me because if you want that dream life, you got to do the kind of hard work now in order to accelerate that manifestation process. And here's the deal. Whatever you believe is what will manifest. So if you, again, believe that it's not possible, it's not possible. But I encourage you to try something different because what do you have to lose? Worst case, you stay where you're at now. Best case, you go a little bit farther than where you want to be. Or maybe best case is you actually get to where you want to be. Right? If we continue to do what we've always done, we're going to continue to get what we've always gotten. And here's something that a lot of people don't want to hear because it totally goes against the modern narrative of like, don't change yourself. You don't have to change yourself. But if what you want is not what you're currently attracting, maybe change is necessary. Maybe diving into the inner corners of our soul and actually doing the work, whether that is finally getting the body of our dreams or finally getting the career of our dreams or moving to the city of our dreams or maybe all of the above, right? It's going to be uncomfortable, but it doesn't mean that it's not worth having. In fact, anything that is worth having is probably not going to come easy. Get comfortable with change. Get comfortable with uncharted territory if you want different outcomes. Otherwise, if you continue playing it safe, you're probably going to be right back where you are right now 10 years from now. And here's what I always say to clients. I say, you know, I believe in, parallel universes and quantum shifting, which essentially just means that there are different versions of us that exist, infinite versions of us that exist. There is a version of you right now, 10 years from today, that is exactly where you dream of being. You have the man or woman of your dreams. You're living in the home of your dreams. You've got the family you want, or if you don't want kids, you're, you know, jet setting. Like, there's the best possible version of you that checks all of the boxes of what you want to be and where you want to be. Financially abundant, perfect health, great looking, spiritually aligned and balanced, right? All of these things. There is that version of you 10 years from now that exists. But there is also a version of you 10 years from now that exists that is exactly where you are today, listening to this episode again, saying to yourself, I wish I'd done those things. The choice is yours. Which version of you are you going to step into? You owe it to your higher self to do everything in your power today to get to where you want to go. And here's the thing. A lot of people get mad at themselves and say, oh, I should have done this 5 years ago. I'm late to the game. I've wasted time. Rather than beating yourself up about the choices you've made in the past, the relationships you maybe quote unquote wasted time with, or you know, the mistakes that you've made, reframe those negative thoughts into positive ones, because those decisions had to be made to get you to where you are right now so that you can ultimately make the decision of whether you're going to put yourself on a better path or not. The choice is truly yours. Here's the thing. There were many years where when I was working in corporate America, heck, even up until recently, where I would beat myself up and say, oh, I should have started this earlier, right? Even podcasting. I should have started a podcast 4 years earlier because I would have been way more successful at podcasting by now and it would have all been better. I can choose to live in that reality, which is not serving my current narrative or my future narrative, or I can choose to just say, you know what? Maybe I had to spend all those years working on something else to get me to the point right now where I'm able to launch a podcast, right? How we perceive what is happening in our lives really will dictate how we go through this world. And something I want to also just kind of mention is like, things are not happening to you. Things are happening for you. Things are happening always for you. But if you choose to live in a state of lack, by the way, if you guys hear any noises in the background, that is my French bulldog who is very restless and extremely emotionally needy. No wonder we attracted ourselves to each other because I'm a little bit of an avoidant attachment style person. But point being, you know, if we continue to live in the past and beat ourselves up about our past decisions, We don't do anything for our current self other than make ourselves feel worse. And we certainly don't do anything to put ourselves on a better path. Unless you want to use that as fuel and motivation to get to where you want to go. But I personally think it is a lot more advantageous to you and where you want to be if you, instead of like beating yourself up, reframe those thoughts into, okay, this needed to happen to get me to where I am now so that I can make better decisions in the future, right? And the right person, by the way, who you're trying to attract will embrace all of you and actually, I think, appreciate that you had those character building moments and that that makes you a more dynamic person. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you can accelerate your manifestations in love after the break, so stay with me. But I really hope you guys are absorbing all of this and going to eventually implement some of these practices into your daily life because, like I said, you have nothing to lose. But more on that after the break. Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So to kind of end off here, what I really want to dive into is how you can meet the person of your dreams through doing the work that stems from those manifestation techniques and practices and tools that I discussed, like writing down positive affirmations and reciting them daily, like daily meditations, like reframing your negative thoughts into positive ones. Something I encourage a lot of my clients to do, whether they are matchmaking clients or dating coaching clients, and heck, I'll even throw in my friends because a lot of the times my friends are my clients and we become friends through working together. But something that I always encourage them to do is to work backwards. So really think about what kind of partner you want in your life. Put it all in there. Create that wish list. Okay, don't get crazy, but like, you know, get the important stuff on paper or in the note section of your phone. Where does your ideal partner live? What do you guys do together? What are their hobbies? Do they have a certain religion or a certain political affiliation? Getting all of this stuff in writing is really helpful because it helps clarify our manifestations even more, as opposed to thinking about like, oh, I just want love. Well, if all you want is love, I bet you I'm willing to bet you've probably been able to attract that, but then you've been unhappy because that person hasn't met certain criteria. Really outline that criteria and go as in detail as you want. You know, do they make X amount of money minimum, or are they a certain physique, right? All of these things matter because if they matter to you, then they will help you better manifest, right? And so when you have that on paper, the next step is working backwards. Okay, example, if the person that you are trying to attract into your life is really fit and outdoorsy, but you haven't stepped into a gym in 10 years and you don't go outside, well, that's probably why you haven't met them, right? Another example is like if the person that you want to manifest is, let's say, a celebrity, heck, we'll throw in all the extremes, right? Let's say they're a celebrity and they're very well off and very relevant, and you are not in that circle. You're not, you know, moving and grooving in that world and you're expecting that, that might be why you haven't met them. And then also, again, when that person walks into your life, do you feel worthy of them? Do you feel deserving? Or are all of those deep-rooted fears and insecurities coming to the surface? If we don't have all of these ingredients in our recipe, we're not going to be able to build a beautiful cake. We're not going to be able to actually attract in the love that we're searching for from the type of person and the caliber of person we're looking for. So really doing that extra step is so important in creating a great strategy. And this, again, is going to be different for each of you because you each want different things. One of you guys might be looking for a billionaire. Another one of you guys might be looking for someone who is going to kind of escape to a small town in the mountains and retire with you. It is different for each of us, and that's perfectly fine. And I'll add this in too. Your manifestations are your manifestations, meaning you get to decide how crazy you want to be with them. But understand that the more you want, the more you have to expect of yourself as well. I see this a lot with people who they have very high standards for the partner they want to be with, but they don't actually have high standards for themselves. They think that the person they want should just accept them for who they are. That is not always how it works, right? You get what you are out of your love life. And so, for example, if you want someone who holds themselves to a very high standard, you want someone successful and in shape and attractive, who takes care of themselves, who lives in a certain area, but you are not doing those things, it's not that it's impossible, but it's going to be a heck of a lot harder. And so I think it's a lot easier to look ourselves in the mirror first and actually ask ourselves, are we bringing to the table what the kind of person we are trying to attract would command of their ideal partner? And if the answer is no, then rather than sitting around and being upset with your dating prospects and being miserable in your dating life, get to work. Focus on becoming the best version of you so you can attract the version of them. And guess what? I'll add this too. The reason you haven't probably met the person of your dreams is because you haven't become the person of your dreams yet. And guess what I will also kind of sprinkle in here? Becoming the person of your dreams should be exciting. I don't want you to leave this episode feeling like, oh, now I've got work to do. No, this is empowering because guess what? The best project you'll ever get to work on is the project of you. I have rebranded myself so many times before, and I personally enjoy doing it. I'm in love with rebranding myself, not because I'm trying to change who I am per se, but because I love self-improvement. I love personal growth. I'm very dedicated to being the best version of me, and I have high standards of, you know, other people, but only because I have really high standards of myself. If I don't want to have high standards for myself, then I don't think it's fair to have high standards for other people, okay? And then also just getting real about, like, if you don't want to change your life right now, if you don't want to do the personal work, and again, that personal work going to look different for everyone. For one person, it might be finally losing the weight that they feel has been holding their confidence back. For another person, it might be starting that business and quitting that 9-to-5. For another person, it might mean actually finally moving to that city and, you know, taking a leap of faith. If that doesn't feel comfortable to you and you're not ready for that, that's okay, but you also have to be realistic about what you're going to be able to attract in your dating life, right? If you are not willing to take those risks, understanding that, yeah, there are no guarantees in life, but if you try something different, you're probably going to get something different, then you're not going to be able to attract someone different or better, okay? Most likely. Now, part of it, like I said, is the mindset. Part of it is telling ourselves a new story. Telling ourselves a new story about what is possible for us also means that we have to step into that discomfort. Change is scary. Fear is obviously, you know, something that's really uncomfortable. And like I said, there are no promises. There are no guarantees. You could move to that city and not meet a soul. But is that probably going to happen? No. I will also just say, getting comfortable with patience and understanding that patience is a virtue is really critical when it comes to manifesting our dream partner. We cannot snap our fingers and just say, okay, I've changed my mindset. I've stepped into the fears. Now, immediately after that, I'm going to attract my future wife or husband. That's not how it works. But when we start to become enamored with the life that we're building, that's when we're actually becoming more magnetic to the life partner that we want to continue building with. So it's up to us to take control of our lives. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, you already have all the tools within you to do that. You don't need anything or anyone. You have everything in your arsenal already. Yeah, you might have to make some changes, right? You might have to, you know, maybe money is an issue, right? I know this is the case for a lot of people. Finances are an issue. They're tight on budgets or they're in debt. Okay, but you have all the tools within you to get yourself out of debt. Because if it was possible for someone else, it's possible for you. Just like maybe you don't feel comfortable with where you're at physically. I have a lot of friends who are like, Nelly, I've let myself go. I have spent the past few years eating my emotions away, and now I am here. Okay, now you're here. But guess what? That doesn't mean that you can't get somewhere else. Everything that is a setback could be a setup. It's just how you choose to embrace it. Are you going to let your failures define you? Are you going to let the things that didn't go right really dictate what could go right? Or are you going to step into that and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to make some changes. I deserve better. And it ends with me. And it starts with me. Because that's when you truly become more in alignment with the person that you want. When you start to take accountability for your life, for better or for worse, and rewrite your story and tell yourself a different narrative, and actually decide that just because you haven't seen it yet doesn't mean that it's not coming. If you can envision it and you can imagine it and you can visualize yourself in that end state, then it must be possible for you. It just might mean doing some things differently, taking some risks, but it doesn't mean it's not possible. I think it was Audrey Hepburn. And guys, I'm one of the most annoying people when it comes to quotes because I am literally just like a book of quotes. I quote people all the time. And yet I have no famous quotes myself. but I think it was Audrey Hepburn who once said, the word impossible, if you break it up into two words, says I am possible. It is possible for you to have that great love story. It is possible for you to meet the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams and start that family and have that life partner who really does kind of create an incredible life with you. But it is going to require doing some things different. And the more comfortable you get with that, and the more you step into that, the quicker it is going to happen. I think that's a good place to end today's episode. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to give us a rating wherever you're listening, whether it's Spotify or Apple. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.